KMMO News received a call from Saline County Emergency Management Agency Director and Marshall Fire Chief Tony Day just before 7:30 this morning. He said he talked to Saline County Road and Bridge Crew Supervisor Justin Cowart and was told there were a lot of potential hazards drivers should be aware of in the county today.
Justin just called me from the Special Road District, and he talked to some of the other ones and said basically all of the county roads are scoured and soft shoulders, and the culverts are damaged. And basically tell anyone that's driving on any country roads, county roads today, be careful because there's lots of issues out there.
Day reiterates that there was a lot of damage out there.
The culverts are damaged, so some of the low water crossings are probably going to be dangerous, which could, you know, flake off or cave in at any time. There's a lot of damage out there.
In other news, a Benton County resident was seriously injured in a traffic crash in Camden County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 19-year-old Dylan Orman of Edwards reportedly failed to negotiate a curve, exited the roadway, and struck a tree. A passenger in the vehicle, Melissa Walter of Edwards, whose age was not known at the time the report was filed, reportedly suffered serious injuries while Orman sustained minor injuries. The report says neither of the vehicle's occupants were wearing a seatbelt. The injured persons were transported by Lake West EMS to Lake Regional Hospital in Osage Beach for treatment. The crash happened around 4:45 p.m. on Red Fox Road, 1.5 mile west of Thornberry Point. A Benton County truck driver was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Johnson County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound Freightliner driven by 30-year-old Kenneth Eden of Coal Camp reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway on a curve and returned onto the roadway, but the trailer continued to travel off the roadway, began to slide, crossed a creek, and overturned. Eden reportedly suffered minor injuries and was treated at the scene. The crash happened just before 4 p.m. on Missouri Highway 13 at Southwest 910th Road. Two Glasgow residents, including a youth, were injured in a rollover traffic crash in Howard County last night. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 25-year-old Peyton Simpson reportedly entered a curve too fast, and the driver reportedly lost control. The vehicle traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a ditch, and overturned. Simpson and a 5-year-old female passenger each sustained minor injuries. They were transported by Howard County EMS to Cooper County Memorial Hospital in Boonville for treatment. The crash happened just before 6 p.m. on Route P, north of County Road 459. And so when are the best and worst times to hit the roadways to make a trip for the Independence Day holiday weekend? According to AAA, the agency rates from now until 5 p.m. today as the absolute worst time to be traveling. The best day, it says, is all day Monday, July 3rd. The agency also notes triple the normal traffic is expected between 10 and 11 p.m. on Tuesday, July 4th, which coincides with the conclusion of most of the firework displays. AAA also reminds motorists to be careful because, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, an average of 118 people die in vehicle crashes over the Independence holiday weekend, mostly due to alcohol. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.